Greetings, folks. Welcome to episode 3 of the Eric Bailey Blog Podcast. Hope everybody's New Year's Eve so far is rolling on a positive note. Mine, I'm on my way to work, so, you know, I'll be bringing in the new year at the office, so to speak. But it's all good, though, man. You know, you always have to look at the glass half full. And, you know, the fact that I'm able to get up and go to work, not a lot of people get to say that, so there's that. Just real quick, you know, this is something that's still in its infancy stage, so just to make sure, you know, I can grow it as much as possible organically. Always remember, I'm available on Instagram, at Eric Bailey Vlog. Personal page, Eric the Black. Also searchable on Facebook at the Eric Bailey Blog. And, you know, try to respond to everything as quickly as I can. Try to get in touch with, you know, and do everything I can with those things. So, real quick, it's going to be a very short show. Just want to touch on a few things. We're going to be talking Lakers basketball. We're going to be talking New Year's resolutions, and we're going to be talking about family. So one of the very first things that I want to get into is I had probably one of the best times in a group setting as I've had in a while. My older sister invited me to one of her, she kind of had like this little get together at her house over the past weekend, kind of like an after Christmas party. And, you know, she's 4 years older than me, so all of her friends are a little bit older than me. You know, my fiance and I went to this party, and I kind of just went because I was like, you know, my sister and I don't really do a lot of things together as adults anymore. So I was like, I kind of just went as a lip service, but I really enjoyed myself, you know, just sitting up playing, like, you know, board games and, you know, taking shots and stuff like that. Well, I mean, you know, alcohol helped. But, you know, to me, it's just really, it was kind of like not an eye-opener, but it was just kind of really, it was cool to just sit up and just be an adult with family. And I'm like, you know, it made me think, like, you know what, I don't think that people appreciate this enough, and I don't think that people appreciate the bonds that they create with their siblings or their parents or their children to the point where, you know, you can just have fun with these people, not even necessarily, you know, at Thanksgiving or 4th of July and all these other things, but just to enjoy their company and being around them. You know, for me, that was very fun, because that's not something that we normally get to do outside of holiday settings, so that was really fun. So that's something that, you know, I try to look forward to in this new year. Which, speaking of which, I don't normally do the traditional New Year's resolutions. I don't. You know, there are some things that I kind of want to start off on a clean slate. I've been trying to lose weight for like 3 years, and I'm like, you know, it starts at the beginning of the year. Like, I don't sit there and broadcast it, but yeah, I mean, with good reason, because I mean, you know, I haven't yielded the results. So, yeah, that's one of those things where it just kind of fizzles back into the background. But you know, in terms of if you're doing the whole new year, new you stuff, there are a lot of people that will chastise you for it. Here's my thing about that. Don't let that get to you. Again, I wouldn't be the person to do the whole new year, new me. But if you are, you know, don't really buy into the negativity that a lot of people will put out there because of that. If you want to start things off on a clean slate, do that. If you want to tell people that, hey, you know, January 1st, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, great, do it. You know, anything to better yourself or enhance yourself, don't let anybody that says otherwise get to you. Like, if there's a certain way that you want to enhance your life, and do it the best way that you feel comfortable doing it. So I'm going to tell you right now, going into a new year, not worrying about what other people think of you is always going to be a step in the right direction. So always make sure that you do that. So if you want to start saving more money, become more frugal, you want to lose some weight, you want to go back to school, you want to learn a new skill, go for it. If you want to broadcast those intentions to the world, also go for it. So, you know, this is a day to reflect on how the last year went for you and all the aspirations that you want to have in the next year. So, you know, if you're not, like, so if you want to do it in the traditional way and stuff like that, don't let what anybody says kind of negate that. Consider that. Lakers basketball. I was really excited. I had the blessing to go to the game last night. I was able to kind of get some tickets for a really, really good price. Normally, I mean, based on what they're going for, I wouldn't normally go. But somebody was able to kind of sell me some for a relatively reasonable price, and they were pretty good seats, so it was exciting. It was an exciting atmosphere. I've been to one other game this year when they played Toronto, and that game pissed me off because I paid to see them get their ass beat. And, like, you know, watching the team that you follow lose is one thing, but paying to see them live and then get their ass handed to them like that, it pissed me off. Because I was like, y'all wait until one game that I can actually come to and actually afford to come to, and y'all just lay an egg like that. So I'm like, okay, I see y'all. So last night's game was really exciting because, you know, LeBron James is out, Rajon Rondo's out, so they're kind of some young guns trying to figure out what to do. And they played a relatively, not an easy team, but, like, they played a team that was very evenly matched in the sense that the Sacramento Kings are rebuilding their up-and-coming as well. So, you know, this wasn't them, you know, playing, a Golden State Warrior team, which they beat. Because I wanted to address that. Because if you remember in episode 2, I talked all this smack about I expect the Lakers to lose, but if they make it competitive, so on and so forth. And that was one of the times that I was ecstatic and pleasantly surprised to be wrong. You know, I remember watching that game, and I was like, wow, you know what, y'all proved me wrong. And it was exciting to see my team win in that fashion. Now, Golden State's probably going to figure some things out. And I mean, I really hate using that terminology of flipping the switch, but come playoff time, they'll be fine. But in terms of the team rallying around LeBron getting injured and then Rondo turning back in, you know, 2009, 2010 Rondo, that was cool to see. It was still weird seeing it in purple and gold because, I mean, he's still a Celtic, so I'm like, Rondo, yeah. I'm like, I associate him with Kelly Green. So, but it was kind of cool seeing him, you know, kind of turn back the clock a little bit. And then, you know, like, they drop the next two games, which is to be expected. They're a young team. They don't really have a go-to guy because LeBron's their go-to guy. So, you know, is it going to be Kyle Kuzma? I'm like, of course, he's, you know, probably the next best. Like, he's the next best player outside of LeBron in terms of the raw talent and the energy that he brings to the game. So, you know, it's exciting to see them develop. Now, do they have defined roles just yet? They don't, but, you know, it was cool watching them try to figure that out, especially in person. I think that one of the things that the Lakers really do need to get a hold of, though, is they really need to learn, like, one, they need to learn their roles. They need to establish roles. Brandon Ingram is not a point guard. He is not a point guard. Just because he can handle the ball doesn't mean that he should be bringing the ball up the court because he's not that great of a decision maker when it comes to distributing the ball. Because I saw in a couple of plays, if Lonzo Ball is on the floor, then there's no reason why anybody else besides Lonzo should be bringing the ball up. Saw a couple of plays where the ball just kind of goes to Ingram, and I'm like, everybody's like, all right, well, this is the set that we're taking. And again, he's really not that great of a decision maker. Is he a great shooter? Probably will be. You know, can he cut to the basket? Sure. But in terms of setting up everybody and having the offense flow through him or start through him, it's not all that great of an. I mean, it's not going to have that great of an outcome. So there's that. But it was exciting to see them kind of close things down the stretch. Nobody on the team is a great spot up shooter, so it really hurts seeing them take a whole bunch of threes and not make them. Don't get me wrong, they made a lot of them, but they also missed a lot of them. So having said that, you know, if you have to, you know, go back to the old school bully ball, and this is one of the reasons why it kind of hurts that we don't have Julius Randle anymore, is because you kind of need somebody on the roster that could just take it to the rack. Eventually they're going to foul you. Eventually that's going to happen. So, I would like to see them bang the inside a little bit more rather than just relying on those jump shots. But like I said, man, they got the win. I need to look at their schedule coming up to see if they can kind of still play the same style that they did against Sacramento and still fan out. Like, I know they got the Knicks coming up. They'll beat the Knicks. They'll beat the Knicks. I mean, they suck. So they'll beat New York. I'm like, you know, they'll be playing the Knicks at home. I'm pretty sure that the momentum of them winning a very close game in the final stretch is going to empower and enamor them to keep that going. And I'm excited to see that. I need to look to see what the schedule is coming up. But again, like, I know New York's coming up. I don't know if it's the next game. Like, I want to say it's like New York and, I don't know if it's the Pacers. I gotta check it out. But the Knicks game, yeah, they'll beat the Knicks. But other than that, like I said, I'm excited about it. So make sure that everybody is safe over the holidays. You know, this is a time of celebration. It's a time of redemption. It's a time to kind of reinvent yourself. New Year's Eve has always been that kind of day where you can just sit up and celebrate all the sorrows and all the pains that you've been through, but look forward optimistically towards the future. But just do it safely, because a lot of people drink, a lot of people get crazy, a lot of people do some far out and outlandish things. So just make sure that you celebrate safely. If you're going to be celebrating with some liquid courage, just make sure that you're not driving. Make sure that you set up transportation plans. Try not to be out in the streets, you know, like in terms of like walking and stuff like that. You know, make sure that you wear bright colors. Make sure that you, you know, protect yourself and watch your surroundings and make sure you're very observant. And let's all have a fantastic 2019. I look forward to growing this program. I look forward to being a voice. So far, we only have 15 spins, which, again, I appreciate all 15 of you. So it's not about the quantity of listeners. It's about the quality of the content. So I'm going to try and do the best I can to give you guys the best program possible. Again, if you guys have any questions for me, I'm always available on Instagram at the Eric Bailey blog or at Eric the Black. I'm always available on Facebook at the Eric Bailey blog. You know, if you have any questions or concerns, comments, you know, shoot them my way. I'll address them on the show. And, yeah, let's close out 2018 in the bang, and then welcome in 2019. Peace and love, always.